By the way, I want to just take a moment to thank all the guys who have so graciously volunteered to take charge in this singing the first of the month. And coming up in November, we're going to start the cycle all over again. I'd like to encourage you to sign up because everyone has done just an excellent job. It's always been so encouraging to me. In Philippians chapter 3 is where we begin this afternoon. We notice that life a number of times has many moments of defeat. And there are times of failure that sometimes become the blight of hope. And there are three individuals that I think of, especially in Scripture, that are at least three among many examples of human failure. One was Peter, another was Paul, another was Judas. However, there's a difference in those three. We notice that Peter became an apostle and a rock. Paul became an apostle to the Gentiles and a very remarkable disciple. But Judas committed suicide. What was the difference? Well, the difference was in the plan of action. And in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 12, Paul gives us a plan of action. He describes to us what we are and what we can be. He says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Notice in the text that he mentions past, present, and future. First of all, he says, concerning the past, he says, forgetting those things which are behind. And with regard to the future, in verse 14, he says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And concerning the future, he says in verse 13, the latter part of that verse, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. To me, that's the beauty of the gospel. That even though at times the past seems rather desperate or bad, and the day often seems desperate, that in the gospel I can begin every day anew, and I can change and I can become what God wants me to be. In Christ, if I'm walking with Him, there can be for us a future. And that's what we want to talk about today. And the first element that we're going to talk about this afternoon is that the Apostle Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind. We can learn from past mistakes. And Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, about a godly sorrow that leads to repentance. There is a kind of regret that can move us closer to God and can help us to be better and to do better. To accept the forgiveness that God offers, just as Peter did. To put the shameful past behind us. And then to become what God wants us to be. So at this time, we'll let Chris come forward and read the first scripture. Matthew, the 26th. Oh, did I forget something? I forgot the opening prayer. I'm sorry. We'll let Bill lead us in the opening prayer, and then Chris can come forward and lead us.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, how great Thou art, the great I am. Holy, holy, holy is Your name. We approach Thy throne this afternoon, our Heavenly Father, on no merit of our own, but it's through Your Son, our intercessor, our Redeemer, our Savior, our King, that we can come to You. And Father, we're thankful for Jesus Christ, what He's done for us, that He died for us, that He died for the church. We're thankful for the spiritual body that meets here, for the quietness of the hour that we can come to You at this time. as your people, and you blessed us beyond measure. We're thankful for the church here. We want to pray for our elders. We want to pray for their wisdom and visions that they might lead in such a way that we will grow in number, dear Lord, and not only that, but in spirit through your word. And we know that the church is a pillar and ground of the truth. Father, we see your power in the universe that's displayed before our very eyes. And we know that where there is a design, that there necessitates a designer. And we know the power that you have, and we know that there's power in your word, that we can go to it and search out and find out about creation. We found out about your character. We found out about your guide for us, and that we might know how to live our lives, and we can read about your whole counsel. We're thankful, dear Lord, for our health. And there are those that we want to pray for this afternoon. We want to pray for the Estries. Be with Brother Ray as he's having difficulty times right now, and be with that family. And we want to pray for the Bog family. We want to pray for Melba and Griffin and Christy and Gus. We want to pray for Sister Mason, for Nikki, and for those that are having lingering problems, for Nikki and for Clint, for Glenda, for Stuart, and for Tracy. And we want to pray for Brandon as he prepares himself to go overseas. And we want to pray for Juan in Iraq. And Father, may that conflict soon come to end, and Juan may come back safe to us. We want to pray for our country. Our president at this time, may he make the right decisions that that conflict may end. And Father, we pray for the moral fiber of our country. And Father, we're thankful for all that we have. And materialism, dear Lord, has led us away from you. And there are a few people that are striving to live as you would have us to live, and don't cast us off. We want to pray for, we have some visitors, and we want to pray for their safety as they drive back home. Father, we want to pray for your peace, and may we have it through that we might have peace, dear God, your peace, and it's promised to us in your word. Be with us, dear Lord, as we worship you this afternoon. We pray the things that we may say and do will be acceptable to you. And dear Lord, we acknowledge to you that we're weak, and we often do things that are not right, and we leave undone things that we should do. But we forgive us as we repent of those things, and help us to have the wisdom to see opportunities that we all have to take a stand for you among our peers, and that we might be an example to others and might lead others to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 through 75. Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 through 75. Now Peter sat without in the place, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them, That were there, this fellow with also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly.
First Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
I was not in the garden when he knelt to God and prayed. I did not kiss him on the cheek when Jesus was betrayed. I could not do a single thing to hurt God's only Son. But every time I sit on earth, I feel that I'm the one. I'm the one. Shout it!
Psalms 51, verses 10 through 13. Psalms 51, 10 through 13. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you.
Number 14 in the blue book. Watch the tempo. Notice that the last verse will sing faster. And let's sing it with feeling. The song will be sung with feeling. Oh, song he. Paul's plan in Philippians 3, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God wants to reconstruct our character. And sometimes character building is challenging, if I say the least. But as time goes on, there ought to be fewer sins. In fact, there's a song that I could have easily included in today's repertoire, but I didn't. Rock of Ages, where in one verse it says, be of sin the double cure, save from wrath, number one, and make me pure. The devil wants us to believe that there's nothing that we can change. God sees all the possibilities. He wants us to know what we can be, what He can make out of us. So what can I do now in the present? Well, Paul says, I press on. We can remove the obstacles of despair. We can remove the obstacles of pride. We can put away the challenges of the world. And we can accept God's word. And we can follow. Bill.
You know, God wants us to be the salt of the earth. If we're not going to be the salt of the earth, then who will be the salt of the earth? Turn over and read with me in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And over in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, I want to read verses 17 through 24. Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their hearts, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you may put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you may put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness.
Thank you.
1 Peter 1, verse 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
Finally, Paul says, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Maturity ought to be the aim of every Christian. It ought to be the goal to become to the point that we are in the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, as Paul describes in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I long for the day when I know all the answers to all the tough questions. I realize that I'll never reach that day, this side of eternity, but I hope that I'll grow. I long for the day when I can come to a fuller appreciation of God's love. I long for the day when I can come to a full appreciation of His love. I realize that I've got a long way to go, but I know I can be better. I long for the day when I'll be bolder than I was yesterday in proclaiming the good news. I long for the day when the temptations are less. And these things come, number one, by practice, habit. Number two, by getting into God's Word often, letting God talk to you. And number three, it comes by God's people who are here to exhort us and encourage us and to provoke us unto love and good works. God knows what we can be. He knows the glory for which He created us. He knows what He can make out of us. And I thank God for the indescribable gift that He gave me, the privilege of being His child, and the awesome task of growing in Him and growing in His Son Jesus. Now we'll have Homer come and read the scripture, Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4, 11 through 15. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Number 70. Number 70. If it's convenient, let's be standing as we sing the song. All three verses.
One step at a time, dear Savior, I cannot take.
Please turn to number 109.
four verses, please, in number 109. I'm pressing on the upward way, new eyes I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's able hand.
Chapter 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain the inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire,
may be found to result in praise and glory and honor, that the revelation of Jesus Christ, and though you have not seen him, you love him, and though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith and salvation of your souls.
Please turn to number 397. Number 397.
Stand up, Lord Jesus, he soldiers on the cross. With Christ's royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till then, to fall his vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up.
This time, Jamie will lead us in number 159, and after that, you'll be served, Jamie.
When my love to Christ grows weak, when for there are
you see the hands of those who need to be served. Let's pray for the bread. Our Holy Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us this time to gather around this table to partake of these emblems that represent Jesus as he suffered and died on that cross. To ask at this time that those who partake would examine themselves and partake of this bread in a manner that pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in like manner, we come to you, thanking you for this fruit of the vine that represents Jesus' blood that was shed on that cross. Thank you for the love that was shown in that sacrifice. And ask that you be with those who partake at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will be the song of invitation. I am resolved. I was thinking a minute ago about the day I became a Christian. And I remember the days before a young man squirming in the seat Brother Lyle's, Nikki's father, was a preacher, and I knew that he was just talking to me. And he was. Actually, God was talking through his word and through his servant. And he was convicting a heart. And I knew exactly what I had done. I knew the sin committed, and I knew what I needed to do. And one of the songs that we're going to sing this afternoon is a word of encouragement. It's one of those old songs that touched my heart. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me. Still, I will enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. And for all true penitent Christians, the best is yet to come. It's a wonderful journey. And it's a great day if you've never started that journey. Right now, you can become a child of God and begin that walk with us today. If you wish to do that, we would certainly wish to assist you. Would you come? Will we stand and sing the song selected?
I am resolved no longer to linger.
Encamped along the hills of mighty Christian soldiers rise.